University Advocate Pitches Uterus Donations to Men Who Claim to Be Women. By Spencer Lindquist on January 17, 2023. A community navigator at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, UPMC, discussed the possibility of using live donors to provide men who identify as women with vaginal and uterine transplants. Allison Simpson, a community navigator at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says that it is his goal to encourage live uterine transplants. Simpson discussed the possibility, saying this would be a live donation from a person who was assigned female at birth but identified as a transgender man. He described the mindset of a potential donor, saying, "I have these parts. I don't want them, you want them, you need them. So what if I gave them to you?" She added, apparently based on their research, this is actually viable. Simpson remarked, many, but not all transgender women, especially those who transition younger in life, have expressed an interest in having children in a way that is congruent for their own bodies. He then went on to describe a study that found a strong majority of men who are attempting to become women had a favorable response to the idea of these transplants. Most of them reacted very favorably, something like 90-80%, in favor of various aspects of having a vaginal transplant, as well as having a uterine transplant, Simpson noted. He described the actual potential transplant itself, remarking the tissue would be preserved from the parts of the vagina all the way to the uterus, before going on to add that the study results suggested that most transgender women would choose to have female physiological experiences such as menstruation and gestation. Simpson, who is himself a man who has attempted to become a woman, explained that one of the reasons he is involved in medicine is to further the goal of uterine transplants for men who identify as women. "One of the main reasons I do the work I do is the desire to push us in that direction," he stated. He also contended that the data now supports that this is something that members of my community desperately want if it were offered to them. According to their website, the UPMC Children's Hospital offers gender-affirming care, including hormone therapy. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.